you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 241. Hello, how are you? What condition do I find you in? Well, of course, as usual, you can't answer that in any useful sense, although it might be useful for you to search your inner self and answer the question in your head. You just can't report it back to me. I can come along and say, is your skin yellow? And I might ask you, for example, I might say, are you a non-Chinese person whose skin is yellow, and you might happen to notice that you're yellow, and I'll say go to the doctor, and I might save you from dying of liver disease. That's an example of a time and when it would be useful for me to ask how you are, despite the fact that you can't reply to me. But no, as it happens, that's what, well, maybe I should ask you, is your skin yellow, and if so, what part of the world do you hail from? I'll let you add up the rest of it yourself, and unless you're a complete moron, in which case, get so off, in which case I'm probably going to kill you by ignoring your needs, so I better delve further. I better say, are you yellow, and are you from a country in the world where the people aren't inherently yellow skinned? And if the answer is yes to question number one and no to question number two, get your arse down to the doctor and tell him I'm a bit worried about this yellowish skin I've got. And he'll say, how's your liver? And you'll say, I don't know, I can't feel it. Where would I feel my liver? And you'll say, well, you can't really feel pain in your liver. Well, I suppose in a way you can, but not in the conventional sense that you would if you got a brick thrown at your head. You'd feel pain then, unless it was instant death. Although, of course, that could happen to you with your liver thing as well. So it's probably a better example accidentally than I had intended it to be. So yes, what you've got is a bit like having a brick thrown at you. You've got a liver that's about to collapse in on itself. You've come to me at the doctor. You're probably saying, you're probably expecting me to say, I'll give you a new liver. Well, I will if I can. I'm not giving you mine, I can tell you. But shall I have a look at this list now? Here's a waiting list for livers. And here's a list of livers that have become available in the last few hours. Oh, here's one. It says, this guy died of liver failure, but he's willing to donate all his organs. That's probably not much use to you, because his liver is not very good. I could put it in you if you want. I suppose I could. No, we won't do that. That would be a waste of resources. Not I don't want to save you, but this wouldn't save you. So we'll have another look further down the list. Here's another guy. He passed away 8 months ago. He's very enthusiastic though about donating his organs, so he had himself cryogenically frozen. Whether his liver will be of any use to you, I don't know. I'll delve further into that. We've plenty of time because he's been frozen. He's not going to deteriorate any further as I speak to you here, although I suppose in a way time is running out for you, so I suppose I should get a move on. But no, anyway, it was a good idea of you to come down to here to me, to the doctor, and tell me about your yellow skin. Who told you to do that? Fellow on the podcast, was it? You listen to a lot of medical podcasts, do you? Into Your Head, is it? Oh, that's that thing off Radio 4 on the BBC where your man, that psychiatrist guy who died a few years ago, but someone presumably has replaced him since. I haven't listened for a while. He talks to a different celebrity every week and analyses him psychologically. Was it all in the mind, or was it the other thing? In the psychiatrist's chair, that's what it is. No, that's a different thing from Into Your Head, is it? I suppose the difference of name and the difference of output method. I suppose in a way I don't know stuff, but nonetheless, there you go, you're yellow. We'll have to take this further. You go out now and sit in the waiting room and look worried, and I'll tap away on my computer here, and we'll see what happens. I should probably send you to hospital now that you mention it. Sarah, will you call an ambulance for this fella? Tell him it's urgent. We don't want one. It's not one of those book an ambulance for later jobs. It's, we want an urgent ambulance. Guess the fella who can drive quite quickly, or a woman. A woman will do. If they have women drivers, I suppose we'll take one of them. This fella can't really be picky and choosy, not least about his liver. And then ring up the liver office and say, hello, we've got a fella who needs a liver, and if you happen to have a liver that needs a fella or would be prepared to go into a fella, then we might have a match. Tell them his blood type is, I don't know. I suppose I should check your blood type. Come here a minute and I'll check your blood type. Let's have a look. Ow! Sorry about that. Just as I say, you have to check your blood type. We haven't got a lot of time here. Well, let's see. You've got red blood cells anyway. I don't see any white cell blood at all. But you have. I suppose it's an O negative. Is that right? O negative. Sure, we'll check all that out on the way. You go off now, there's your ambulance. I hear a siren outside. You go off and get into the ambulance or let them carry you if you want to look stuff. And I'll go in here. So anyway, that's what happens if you notice that you're yellow while you're listening to me, and you're not supposed to be yellow. You're probably not listening at the moment if you've already noticed that you're inappropriately yellow. You're probably on your way down to the doctor. But if you had bothered to bring your MP3 player with you, you would have heard a guide as to what to expect when you get there. But no, you decide to rush off, and people never listen to anyone anymore. They don't let you finish a sentence. I had a guy one day came round to my doorstep to complain about something, and he started a sentence, and then I started a sentence, and then he interrupted my sentence to shout at me, and then I quietly started to say something in response, and then he interrupted me again and went on about something else, so I tried to speak again, then he interrupted me again, and then he went off swearing to himself and looking all annoyed, and then he wrote a blog post about it. It was absolutely fascinating. The most worthwhile visit ever made. I think he's a diplomat now for never mind. Anyway, no. Let's see. Where was I? I'm at my computer at the moment, by the way. I'm at my new netbook. It's a miniature computer. I have it sitting up on top of a telephone directory to make it look bigger. I've got a little Minnie Mouse attached to it. Not to be confused with Mickey's wife, Minnie. She's not a mouse. Oh, so I suppose in the way she is a mouse. But no, this is a real mouse as opposed to Minnie Mouse. This is a real computer mouse. I've seen the cats chase it. In fact, I've got photos. If you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/i2yh, throughout 2010, I'm doing my daily cat photo 365 project. There's at least two pictures in among them, or will be in the future, of a cat playing with my mouse. I actually come to mention it, I do have a real picture of a cat playing with a dead real mouse as well. A realer real mouse than the computer mouse. I mean, like a dead live mouse. So I might put that in there at one point. We'll see. But no, follow me on Twitter. I2YH is my username. Go in there and follow me and say hello. I was listening to you on your podcast and it's absolutely fucking fantastic. And now I'm following you on Twitter, and I'll reply back. I'll say thank you, hello. There won't be any room left to say anything else after that, but at least I'll have responded. There seems to be a lot of spit in my mouth at the moment. I don't know why. I don't know. I was just reading the news as I'm doing this. Apparently there's a controversy involving dancing on ice. Someone apologises for the judge's call. Oh, hold on, I have to see this now. This sounds... I don't know what it says. It sounds stuff. Philip Schofield has apologised for Judge Jason Gardner's comments on this week's Dancing on Ice. Speaking on this morning, blah blah, admitted he was aware of the upset, blah blah blah. Apparently he described her as looking like fecal matter. Well, that's another word for shite. I suppose that's a local colloquialism. I should just say shit. Feces is another word for shit. So if you went up to a woman who was dancing on ice and you said, you look like feces, that would be considered less than, I wouldn't be considered a compliment, put her that way. You wouldn't be likely to be getting off with her unless she's drunk and she's misheard you or something. Well, no, unless she's drunk and deaf. Your chances with her, once you call her feces, were quite low. But nonetheless, unless, of course, you look like feces and she looks like feces, and it's like the Shrek movie. Except, of course, the woman in the Shrek movie didn't look like feces. I can't remember. She looked like something. It's very confusing to me, that Shrek movie. So there's this fat, ugly guy. Supposedly he's ugly. And he comes along and he finds his princess. And she says, hello, let's get married. Let's go and meet my parents. Let's have an adventure. And then let's have another adventure. And then let's have a third adventure. And let's possibly have a fourth and fifth adventure, depending on contractual issues. And then we'll all die or live happier. Happy. I suppose it's more likely that they live happily ever after. Stuff. Anyway, good morning.
Hello, it's me again. This is an advertisement of sorts. I just realised it would be appropriate to the content in this episode to mention that if you go to intoyourhead.com and go down the menu on the side, on the right, and click on the merchandise store link, you can buy an official Into Your Head Dead mouse pad. I've already sold a couple of them. They're absolutely fantastic. I don't have one myself, but I'm told they're great. So intoyourhead.com, follow the links to the merchandise store where you can get your own dead mouse pad with a cat and a dead mouse on it. Anyway, good morning.